With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As the Astros get a chance to breathe, the Rockets await the selection of the number three overall pick, and the Texans are getting some work in. One thing has been established in 2022. There are a lot of sports topics that are up for debate. We can cuss and discuss, as Clint Sterner says. I give my point, so-and-so gives their point, and you go back and forth. But there's one thing in this town that is not debatable at this point, and that is that Justin Verlander has established himself as the best athlete in the city of Houston. Maybe you can say reestablished. Number one in ERA, number one in WHIP, tied for the most wins in baseball. If there's anything, and I feel weird in saying that it's surprising because I lowered my expectations for Justin Verlander because he's pushing 40 and coming off Tommy John, but the one thing that is not debatable in this town, as the Astros, by the way, 23-10 on that tough 33-game stretch, Justin Verlander is the best athlete in the city of Houston, and there, I don't even think there's anyone else that it can even approach the conversation with Justin Verlander being number one here.
It is a surprise, to be honest. I mean, you know, I think most of us were like hopeful, but maybe somewhat skeptical that he could, number one, come back like he has and then sustain it. And I know we're just a quarter of the season away into the season, but he is sustaining it such as it is. And he is. I mean, you're absolutely right. He's absolutely that guy in this city.
He is the number one guy. The Astros, by the way, 23-10 during that tough 33-game stretch. 33 games in 34 days, 23-10. And if you look ahead at what the Astros have in front of them, I mean, it is a soft, soft, soft 18-game stretch ahead. Three at Seattle, the sixth worst team in baseball. Three at Oakland, who's only a half game better than Seattle. Three at Kansas City, who's the third worst team in baseball. Then they play Seattle again. They play Miami, who's right there with Seattle. And they play the Rangers, who are 19-23. There's a massive opportunity for the Astros in mid-June before business kind of picks up and they face both New York teams. The Yankees and the Mets, two of the best teams in baseball. The Angels, who are really the only threat to them in the AL West, and the White Sox. It's a very, very soft, soft, soft stretch for the Astros. And really, it's kind of a soft league right now because 16 of the 32 teams, eight in each league, are below 500. And the Astros, for as much as I want to nitpick them, and for as much as I want to say, you know, this just doesn't look like a World Series team, and as much as I want to, despite them being one of the best pitching teams in the league, say, well, what about the bats? All they do is win, and it just, I don't want to say I'm spoiled, but it just doesn't, it still doesn't feel, despite all this, it just doesn't feel like this team is a World Series squad.
Come on, man. Come on, now.
They're, when you go 23-10, and then you look ahead, and there's easier work ahead, I mean, And you talk about what you're talking about with Justin Verlander. I mean, this team is just, they truly are the whoopee. They truly are the whoopee.
I think they can be. I think they can absolutely get there from here. Let me talk you off the ledge a little bit here on why the Astros.
I'm not on the ledge.
Well, you know what I mean. Somewhat. You're leaning to. You're looking out the window. You haven't stepped out onto the ledge, but you're like, yes, they're great. Yes, Verlander is the best athlete in town. But there's always like, I don't know if there's still a World Series team. Let me help you with that. Okay? They've just gone through the toughest stretch that they'll see, 33 out of 34. They win all those games.
As far as volume, tough stretch.
33 games in 34 days, and they go 23 and 10.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I think is very important. Despite their record, which is incredible, considering what we may have been believing, they've only played 20 games at home. They've played 35 on the road. So they are – not only have they made hay in this tough stretch, they got to make up 15 more games at home over the next few months. So they'll have the home field advantage. That doesn't necessarily work for Tucker, but it does for everybody else. And I think – and we've been very – not critical, but we've been watching Alex Bregman very closely like everybody else. He's kind of coming around. Alex Bregman is coming around, and I think that's going to be key for that guy with that experience and certainly, you know, his leadership and everything else. He's been getting it done of late, and that's huge. He's reached base in, you know, five of the last 12 plate appearances. He's second now on the team, which some people may not know, in RBI, second in walks. He's ahead of Yordan in RBI. If Alex Bregman can keep that going, and they have all those home games still coming, even when they face the tough teams, I think they're going to be able to build that cushion and then acquire somebody and maybe make that run.
And they have an easy opportunity. I mean, this is a big opportunity ahead, and they have Lance McCullers and Jacob Odorizzi on standby, and they also have an owner who's shown that he's willing to make the move. So I call them the Whoopi. They remain the Whoopi. And Justin Verlander doing what he's doing is just remarkable. My goodness. Tip of the cap to Justin Verlander. Tip of the cap to the Houston Astros.
And I want to bring this up because he's our favorite reporter out there now. Everyday reporter. All due respect, John McClain. Even though you're not retired, you're retired. I want to acknowledge something that I think is important for this show.
Okay, I know where you're going
with this. And important.
You talking about McClain sitting second row yesterday?
Nope. Yesterday might have been, and this is saying something now. This is a bold statement, and I realized that going in. It might have been the greatest day of Mark Berman's life. Yesterday might have been the greatest professional day, I'm not talking about kids and grandkids and all that, of Mark Berman's life. Did you see how he covered little 9-year-old Charlie Strong, and he's the one that emulates Luis Garcia's pitching motion. He went out to get some video of 9-year-old Charlie and doing the wind up in his little league game.
Is he related to Charlie Strong, the old UT football coach?
I don't think so. Charlie Spring. Okay. I wrote down his name wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And so he went out to his little league game. Martin Maldonado got word of it, invited him to the Astros game yesterday. He did his little Luis Garcia pitching motion, got to throw out the first pitch to Luis Garcia, took some BP in the cage, met some players. Mark Berman tweeted in the span of 15 hours, 10 tweets about Charlie Spring meeting Luis Garcia. This is the story that Mark Berman lives for. I've got them all in front of me. He's got video of him. Look at Mark Berman's timeline on Twitter.
What do you think about that?
It's like Charlie Spring after Charlie Spring after Charlie Spring. That might have been the greatest day of his life. That's the perfect story that he likes to do.
Berman's getting soft.
But he's
getting even softer.
He loves the emotional heartstrings.
He's getting sentimental.
He always has been like that.
But it's extreme now. He's got a pet bunny, man.
He's got a pet bunny. He's got grandkids.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Mark Berman out there. The Garcia imitation right there. By the way, kid, don't be doing that in your little league.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
That's what I'm concerned about, because that's the thing. I'm actually worried about the impact that Mark Berman is having on the youth right now, because you're giving this kid all this clout for this pitching motion, and no pitching instructor in the world should be teaching kids to throw the ball like Luis Garcia, especially at this age. That's a lot of stress on the arm. That's a lot of stress on the body. So while you say that it's nice of Mark Berman
it's a great story.
I actually think he might be responsible for a teenage Tommy John surgery if he keeps this up.
It was a great story.
I'm actually concerned about what Mark Berman is
doing.
It
was a great story. It was the greatest day of Mark Berman's life. He got to get tug on those heartstrings and all these Astros fans going, aw. But I'm glad you said that because my opinion on this I know might alienate some people, but I have something to back it up with. I sure hope this doesn't become a thing. I sure hope this doesn't become a thing. And the reason is, back when my kids were growing up, and maybe you even did this, how many kids tried to bat like Jeff Bagwell? At least a couple times. It didn't take. You can't hit a baseball that way. Only Jeff Bagwell could hit a baseball that way.
You actually, it was actually a good slump buster because there was times where I would be in a slump and I would have Jeff Bagwell stance for a week. But it's not for the same reason. The only reason is because if you just keep your wrists up, it's actually good to keep your wrists up and turn on it. But if you're swinging at any angle like Jeff Bagwell, you're in serious trouble.
No. How many kids have you seen come up? Because they're
You know what I did
in the minors and majors now.
You know what I did?
Not
when I was
one.
Up, I took it to an even stranger level. And this wasn't just like Jeff Bagwell. I was actually borderline sacrilegious with what I would imitate. I would do the Pudge Rodriguez and I would do the Catholic, and I'm not even Catholic. So I would go up there and do when I was a kid, I would do like the Pudge Rodriguez Catholic thing. I'm not Catholic.
But it doesn't
My mom
take.
Had to have a talk with me.
It's not how you hit a baseball. Only Jeff Bagwell does that. Only Bagwell. Only Luis Garcia can get. I sure hope this does. I did the Joe Morgan thing when I was a kid.
The elbow?
Yeah, I used to do the Joe Morgan thing. When I was a kid.
How about Julio Franco?
In Little League. How about Julio Franco? No. But this, don't let your kids do this.
Man, if there is ever a sign, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Friday, Junior, the evaluation of Davis Mills continuing. My goodness, a lot of nitpicking going on with Davis Mills. We'll get into that. Texans on the field getting some work in. But if there's like any sign of like where baseball was compared to where it is, it's batting stances. Like every kid, whether it was at elementary, whether it was at middle school, like in the 90s, early 90s, 80s, whatever. I'm going like to like the millennial POV. Mm-hmm. You could do everyone's batting stance.
Yeah.
You could do every player's batting stance easily. Mm-hmm. Like in even people who weren't like diehard baseball fans, you could do it. People don't know baseball. Like go ask a kid right now to do Mike Trout's batting stance. They don't know where to start.
What is it?
And if they did it, most people wouldn't even be able to identify it.
Right.
That's where we're at. The good old days, man. Speaking of which, Figgy comes into the studio today, and he asks me a question. And it's one of those questions where Figgy asks it, he doesn't even care what the answer is because he's just going to do whatever the F he wants to do. He says, do you want to feel old today?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no.
I really don't.
Not really.
No, I really don't.
Figgy decides that he's still going to take it upon himself to get out what he wanted to get out. Apparently, 20 years ago today, two events happened. Number one, the Robert Horry shot against the Sacramento Kings where Vlade Divac knocks it back and Big Shot Bob, the former Houston Rocket, hits the incredible shot. 20 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, sir.
That's incredible.
That's nuts. And 20 years ago today, I guess the Eminem show. Dropped. So Figgy wanted to let me know that the Eminem show dropped 20 years ago today. Yes, I do, but I didn't want to. So he should have just told me without asking me. Like he didn't. Figgy didn't care about my feelings. He didn't value my feelings.
I think he was just making a. It was just kind of a comment. Like I'm going to tell you something, but you want to feel old?
I said no.
There we go.
I felt old anyways.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.